In Vietnam, the war was fought in the air, in the jungle, and in tunnels. Some soldiers were assigned to administrative duties, and they too were caught up in combat. Today on Veterans Voices, Army veteran Norman Shrine of Kettering remembers his year in Vietnam.
Well, so I was born in Toledo, Ohio in 1946, and then our family moved down here when I was 9 months old. So the rest of my childhood growing up was growing up in the Dayton, Ohio area. I went to Wright State University, which is right here in Dayton, and I went to the very first semester that university ever had, and eventually was placed on academic probation. And when that happened, the Army thought that I was a good candidate. And I decided that I didn't want to take my chances on what the Army might pick for me to do. Again, we were in the Vietnam era, you know, there were a lot of people being killed and whatnot, and I didn't have a desire to be one of those statistics. So I went down and I was able to enlist in the Army, which means that I would be in there for 3 years. But I could pick what I wanted to do. But I thought the easiest job, because I could type well, would be a personnel specialist. So that's how I joined the Army, as a personnel specialist. It was right during I arrived in Vietnam during the very first Tet Offensive. Flew into Cam Ranh Bay, and from Cam Ranh Bay, did a little hopscotch on these little transport planes they had, to Da Nang, which is where I spent the remainder of my time in Vietnam. Even though we weren't on the front lines, it didn't make any difference there because the Da Nang Air Base was right across the street from us. And so we would get these rocket attacks coming in. They would have the sirens going off to warn us, you know. And most of the time, we could get out in the bunker while the rockets were going on. Sometimes they would shoot mortars at us. It hit close enough that you could hear the dirt hitting the roof. And I remember laying on that concrete floor under my bunk. You could hear a couple guys crying, you know, save me. Or nobody was injured, but, I mean, the guys were scared, okay? Before I got there, they had one actually went through a roof of one of the barracks and killed several guys there. So had that, or had guys had a guy stand outside my window who was really stressed out and committed suicide outside my window with his M14 rifle, and I was able to sleep right through it, and I never heard it. Like I said, the tour in Vietnam was supposed to be a year. I think mine was maybe a couple of weeks short of a full year. So left Da Nang, flew back down to Cam Ranh Bay, basically hung around there for a couple of days until we had a flight back to the U.S. They gave us brand-new uniforms. Now, even though we were leaving the Army, they gave us brand-new suit and tie and coat and whatnot with all the badges and whatever that we had earned. Gave us orders to put us on a plane to send us home. And so they put us on this big plane. I don't know what it was. It wasn't a 747. It was a big plane. And it was a commercial plane. So we all got on board the plane. And then one thing I remember is after that plane left the runway and the wheels were up, you hear this big cheer come up from all the guys on the plane.
That was Army veteran Norman Shrine. He shared his story at WYSO as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, which visited the Miami Valley last summer. Veterans Voices on WYSO is presented by Wright Pack Credit Union with additional support from CareSource. This story was edited by Tony Holloway and Will Davis and created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.